this country, you gotta make the money first. Then when you get the money, you get the power. Then when you get the power, then you get the woman.
This is Money Talks.
And we're back. It's Money Talks. I'm Bill Lako with Jim Crone and Troy Harmon. Troy, you going to do some shameless stuff? We never did say, right?
Yeah, we
did. I'm a CFP.
Yeah.
Which means nothing.
No, hey.
You're the smart guy in the room. You're a CFA.
CFA.
And a CVA.
CVA, the business valuation side of my training knowledge.
And then we got Jim Crone over
got
here.
All kind of
I
stuff.
Mean, he's like EIEIO.
Yeah, he's got some stuff.
Tell me what you got, Jim.
CLU, which is Chartered Life Underwriter, and CFS, which is a Certified Fund Specialist. I have to always make sure I emphasize the D, because when I say Certified Fund Specialist, they think.
You know what? They would be very surprised at how true that is. What did you think I was going to say?
Oh, there you go. Thank you, Troy.
Yeah, no, absolutely. That. Anything for you, Jim. Anyway, let's throw it out there. If we got some questions, some client or caller, listener questions. If you have questions during the week, you can always reach us at 770-429-9166. If you're outside our free calling area, you can get us at 1-855-429-9166. You can email us at drgene@hensler.com. And just to make sure you understand how that's spelled, it's HENSSLER.com. If you have a problem with any of those, you can always just Google Hensler. With the two S's and
or the two N's, or the one N or the one S.
Yeah, we got them all covered.
Here we go.
All right, so there you have it. We will be happy to answer your financial questions, your insurance questions, your financial planning questions, business valuation questions, whatever you got. Economics, we think we have somebody that can cover whatever you got as far as that goes. And getting on, we do have a question this week from Jared from Stone Mountain. Looks like this one's for Jim. I have a whole life policy with a $1 million death benefit and a $220,000 cash value. I have a $10 million 20-year level term policy. Should I 1035 to an index universal life?
Index universal life.
Mm-hmm.
1035. What does that even
1035.
Mean?
1035. Tax-free exchange.
That's the tax code reference for tax-free movement from one to another. So
says the IUL tracks with the S&P and has a 0% low limit and 10% max yearly gain. I'd lose about $20,000 in loading fees to transfer. Is that a deal killer right there?
Well, these are always fun to me because they always come back and they ask the very specific question, should I get this particular policy? And there's an element where we kind of take a step back and say, well, wait a minute, let's talk deeper about what you're trying to accomplish, because we've said it many times before, the last thing we have found that works well in insurance is when you try to get one policy to do multiple things.
Yeah.
And this one to me is trying to have set up this scenario where you got a big death benefit, you're trying to make cash value grow, and you got these other elements of term insurance. So the question we're going to take a step back from and ask is, where do you see your need is for the next 10 years? 10 years, 20 years. Is it a permanent need? And if so, we're going to figure out a way to economically get to the best place of solving for that. I like universal life policies. I like index policies. I don't like when they try to blend all of these elements together into one. And for that, we actually we'll analyze anything for free. We don't have a fee for that, but we actually do have a popular review that we can go through with clients so that when we come to an analysis and a recommendation, we'll put it all out there on the table. We'll put it out there and say, look, if this is something you want to proceed with your favorite agent, we'll just send you the invoice for our time and for the analysis that we've done. And if you elect to then place it with us, we'll clearly use whatever revenues we get from the placement of the policy to offset any fee. So that's a framework that we put out there. It's worked really well for us, and we're happy to do that. In the example that we're talking about here, I don't think it's necessarily an issue about whether you want, you know, a whole life policy or an indexed UL policy. We want to make sure that we're covering the issue they want to have covered. We'll come up with the best economic model to make that happen. Most of the times I've found is we can make a rollover, and in this example, $220,000 of cash value, we may be able to solve for the lowest death benefit that would allow for that cash value to grow if that's your goal.
Right.
Now, if you want death benefit, we're going to look at it in an entirely different metric, right?
Yes. If you need the death benefit, you don't need whole life.
Right. Yeah.
That just saves you whatever money you're going to pay Jim.
Yeah.
There you go.
Well, it's interesting. In this particular policy, if $1 million of death benefit and you've already got $220,000 of cash, if you did the real simple under the hood math on that. Yeah, he's had it for a while. But if you put in $220,000, which is basically your premium and the growth, the net insurance is only, what?
$780,000.
So you start looking at that, and you're like, well, darn. Maybe I can go get $780,000 of insurance in a different way that's more efficient.
Right. Yeah.
Cheaper.
So, yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. All right, Jim, we got one more about some life insurance. And while you're here, why not use you?
Yeah, why not?
Geraldine from Brookhaven says, I have a life insurance policy from my husband at work. $25,000. My husband had some health issues in the past, but is pretty good health in pretty good health right now. I would like to purchase another $25,000 from an outside source only because I only plan to work for another few years, and I'm worried his health could possibly go bad again. Can I purchase another policy now without getting rid of the other?
The short answer is yes. And what I would always recommend is, if not us, search out for an independent insurance agent, because it's those people who are geared for being able to source the best framework or the best underwriting criteria. They're going to match the facts and circumstances that are sitting in this particular example. We have a unique tool that allows us to do that. We have a something that can be emailed. It can be answered within 10 or 15 minutes. That feedback comes back to us. We then run it through a grid of underwriting criteria that we've got with 16 different insurance companies so that we can now feel confident and bring back the numbers that are going to best fit the facts and circumstances. So the short answer to her question is, yes, you can get a new policy without having to get rid of the other. But first and foremost, we would say get with an independent agent and make sure you find the criteria of underwriting that are going to best fit the facts and circumstances of what we're dealing with.
There we go. And if you wanted to get in touch with Jim, again, the number is 770-429-9166. Or, again, you can email us at drgene@hensler.com. Look us up online. If you want to find us bad enough, you can do it.
You can get
no
it.
Doubt. How about one more quick question? We've got Tony from Peachtree Corner says, is Amazon's drone delivery ever really going to take off? Pun intended, I think he says here. I was watching a news story today about the company's first
a day job.
Prime air delivery. Well, I mean, you're probably not going to see him at your comedy club anywhere anytime soon, but hey, it's funny enough. I'll take it. And to me, it sounds like a lot of hype that customers think to make customers think Amazon's cool. Tony says, I can't see this working in a city like Atlanta. What do you analysts think of this? Waste of money or innovative service? I tell you what, there is lots and lots of talk about it. Amazon did recently have their first official delivery. It was in the UK. And to be honest with you, they're not as restrictive as our FAA regulators here in the US. Obviously worried about anything flying in our airspace, they're not really big fans of that. They might come around. I wouldn't be surprised, but this thing is way off. There is a reason that Amazon is talking about having a logistics company, meaning a trucking company, because they know it's going to take long enough for them to build out a trucking company before they can be full on with these drone deliveries. So, yeah, I probably smoke and mirrors. Amazon's still pretty expensive. Sit on the sidelines, watch it. Tech geeks love this stuff. I love this stuff just from a distance, but probably nothing investable for sure.
All right. Well,
I just think it's cool that, you know, 40 years ago, that was on an episode of the Jetsons, and now it's turned into reality.
Well, that, self-driving cars, I mean, 3D printing, how many things do you want to talk about? There's loads of really cool things going on right now.
Well, it's been a slice of heaven.
Amen.
Market's up next week.
I think market's up. Yep.
Wow, you're flat, aren't you? That was your call.
We'll see you next week.
All right.
All material presented is compiled from sources believed to be reliable and current, but accuracy cannot be guaranteed. The contents are intended for general information purposes only. Information provided should not be the sole basis in making any decisions and is not intended to replace the advice of a qualified professional, such as a tax consultant, insurance advisor, or attorney. Although this material is designed to provide accurate and authoritative information with respect to the subject matter, it may not apply in all situations. This is not to be construed as an offer to buy or sell any financial instruments. It is not our intention to state, indicate, or imply in any manner that current or past results are indicative of future profitability or expectations. Portfolio holdings discussed are subject to change. There is no guarantee that in the future these securities will be held in Hensler accounts. As with all investments, there are associated inherent risks. Please obtain and review all financial material carefully before investing. Hensler is not licensed to offer or sell insurance products. This overview is not to be construed as an offer to purchase any insurance products.